Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I am told that the last three speakers here have been the Pope, Her Majesty the Queen, and Nelson Mandela, which is either a very high bar or the beginning of a very funny joke.
President Obama, from a short time ago, speaking to the British Parliament. Let's see, the Queen, the Pope, and Nelson Mandela walk into a bar. Tweet us the punchline, folks, at Brian Lehrer. On the Brian Lehrer Show this hour, Obama visits Britain and France as the European economy ruffles ours. Film critic Dana Stevens this hour on the biggest summer movies and 50 dangerous things you should let your kids do. We'll talk to Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London about the dollar, the pound, and the euro, and the president across the pond in 60 seconds after I humbly remind you that our annual spring membership drive ends tomorrow, so if you have not yet done your part to support the station for this year, please do it right now. It takes full participation to keep a not-for-profit news organization viable in this economy. I keep saying that phrase, full participation, and it's true. So if you use us, please don't lose us. Pledge right now at 1-888-376-WNYC, 1-888-376-9692, or online at WNYC.org with your new membership or your renewal. And on the fun side, we have one last contest going that'll close up at noon. If you get your pledge in by noon, you'll be entered to win a trip to Paris. So please support the station to keep our independent programming viable. And maybe in the bargain, you will win a trip for two to Paris. 1-888-376-WNYC, 1-888-376-9692, or pledge online at WNYC.org. And thanks. The sound of thousands of Spaniards protesting in Madrid over the weekend, with Spain possibly on tap to become the biggest country yet to need a financial bailout, joining Greece, Portugal, and Ireland. President Obama is in Europe now, speaking to the British making jokes to the British Parliament today, then heading for an economic summit in France to deal with all these issues. Your trip to France, if you win this contest, you won't be in time to meet the president. Oh, well. And it matters to us. The European economy has been sending prices lower on the New York Stock Exchange this week, and there are other implications, too. So what's happening, and what is America's role? Here to explain from Europe is Stephen Beard of Marketplace, joining us from London. Hey, Stephen, thanks for doing this extra shot for us today. Welcome to the Brian Lehrer Show.
It's a pleasure, Brian.
And at the press conference earlier today, between President Obama and Prime Minister Cameron, they spoke to reporters about the special relationship between the two countries. Let's hear a clip.
The relationship between our two countries is one that's not just based on warm sentiment or common history, although those things exist. It's built on shared ideals and shared values. As David said, it is a special relationship and an essential relationship.
So my question for you, Stephen, and especially reporting from Marketplace and this being en route to an economic summit, what does that special relationship mean for the United States in economic terms?
Well, I have to tell you, Brian, how much this means to the Brits. They hang slavishly on every word of any visiting American president to see whether he utters this magic phrase, special relationship. In fact, Obama did not disappoint. He not only In fact, he can't stop talking about the special relationship. Not only a special, but he now has added another word. He's talking about an essential relationship. What does it mean? Well, in economic terms, I would say it means a commitment to free trade and free enterprise. That's it in a nutshell.
Listeners, by the way, you really can complete that joke if you want. You could go to our comments page for this segment at WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show. The president set up the joke, but he didn't end it. Let's see. The Queen, the Pope, and Nelson Mandela walk into a bar. You send us the punchline on our comments page, WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show, or you can tweet it to us via Twitter, at Brian Lehrer. How likely are we to see Well, what's going to happen at this summit in France tomorrow? How deep is this crisis in Europe, all over the continent? And what is the Obama role? What is the U.S. role?
Well, the crisis, Obama arrives at a time of escalating crisis here. The economies of continental Europe, the biggest economies in the Eurozone, those of Germany and France, are in fact doing very well. But there is the problem on the periphery, the southern weaker economies such as those of Portugal, Spain, Ireland in the west, now also Greece, and potentially also Italy. I mean, this crisis has been going on for more than a year, and it's deepening. Three countries, Portugal, Ireland and Greece, have been bailed out by their European partners and the IMF. The spotlight has now shifted to Spain and Italy. And we're looking at here some really serious strains in this currency union, which is about 12 years old. If heaven forbid, countries like Spain and Italy have to be bailed out too, this is really going to rock the euro to its foundations. And it has been described as Lehman Brothers to the power of 10, if that happens.
Really? And the United States is by now very familiar with the idea of too big to fail. Lehman by 10. We're talking about entire countries in Europe. I guess you're saying the premise is the same, but where does the money come from to bail out a country the size of Spain after Greece, Portugal, and Ireland?
Well, that is precisely the problem. It would almost certainly wipe out the European funds that have been set up to bail out these countries, and it would test to the point of destruction the support of countries like Germany, which have been paying the lion's share of the European portion of the bailout. So it's a big question mark over the whole project. However, too big to fail is exactly right, because the euro, this 12-year-old currency union, is unlikely to fall apart, to fall to pieces, because it would cause absolute mayhem. It would severely punish those countries that were pushed out of the euro. The euro itself would tank. There would be huge problems, and they would certainly lap up on the other side of the Atlantic. They would cause severe problems for the U.S. economy, too.
And what do you do when a negative outcome seems all but certain? You redefine failure. And you have mentioned that the word default is actually literally beginning to be redefined by European politicians. Tell us more about that.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it's been quite interesting to watch this. It's a sure sign that people are being softened up for something that's potentially a little unpleasant when politicians start slipping into euphemism. So we've had the word default has been kind of morphing into other words like rearrange. This is my favorite. In Athens, Greek politicians have been talking about rearranging their debt or reprofiling, and restructuring is an old one. I mean, essentially, the way this crisis will probably be resolved in the end is that the hard men and women in the European Central Bank, who absolutely oppose the idea of any country defaulting because they fear it will set off a chain reaction around the Eurozone, and because German and French banks have lent hundreds of billions of dollars to these weaker southern European economies, the European Central Bank are terrified of a default. But what probably will happen in the end is that they'll come to terms with the possibility that there can be something a bit softer than the hard. Okay, on the one hand, you've got hard default, which is a country saying, can't pay, won't pay, stop bothering me. But then at the other end of the spectrum, you've got something a bit softer. You've got renegotiating the terms. You've got extending the repayment dates of certain loans. You've got the reduction of the interest rates. That's probably where we'll be heading with this. And we have to hope that this is where we do wind up and this crisis is resolved, because otherwise, as I say, it could be mayhem in financial markets.
Stephen Beard from Marketplace in London with us for another couple of minutes here on WNYC. Another clip of the president speaking before the British Parliament. just before, asking, well, he's talking about the leadership of the United States and Europe as these debt crises hit the West in the face of the economic rise of other countries, China and Brazil, et cetera. Listen.
And yet, as this rapid change has taken place, it's become fashionable in some quarters to question whether the rise of these nations will accompany the decline of American and European influence around the world. Perhaps, the argument goes, these nations represent the future, and the time for our leadership has passed. That argument is wrong. The time for our leadership is now.
So how will they assert that, either at the meetings in London or at the economic summit in Paris?
Well, I think one of the themes that Barack Obama is pursuing here is trying to persuade his European colleagues to stump up more cash to help the economies in North Africa to build on the Arab Spring. I think the Americans, and to some extent the Brits too, are very concerned that a vacuum is opening in North Africa. There is this tremendous uprising and upsurge in the demand for democracy. And the fear is that if Western money doesn't come into this vacuum, other cash from other sources could, such as China. Saudi Arabia, hardly a democratic state, is already pledging a large amount of money to help Egypt. So this is the subtext of this is one of the practical issues that he's going to be pursuing here in Europe. Sadly, it's probably going to get a fairly frosty response given the financial woes that we've talking about in the Eurozone. Hmm. I mean, many Europeans seem to feel they've got enough trouble, you know, propping up these somewhat rickety economies on their doorstep, on the southern and western periphery of Europe. So there's not a lot of appetite to put up extra cash to help those North African economies.
Last thing, we have a minute left with Dominique Strauss-Kahn and his problems stepping down from the IMF. Does the IMF matter? Does the fact that it's leaderless matter? I understand that the French finance minister, Christine Lagarde, is going to, maybe she already did it, officially announcing her candidacy for this today. And, of course,
that's right.
With this shift of economic power in the world, the question really for the first time, should the head of the IMF even come from Europe anymore?
Well, indeed, at the G20 summit last year, the Europeans accepted that the leadership of this body, this lending institution, should switch to the emerging economies. However, the Europeans now want a European in control because the top of the IMF's agenda is solving the Eurozone debt crisis. The Europeans fear if somebody from an emerging economy came in, they wouldn't have the same political heft in Europe. They wouldn't have the same understanding of the European problem. So the Europeans are going to be pushing very hard for this.
Good job, Stephen Beard from Marketplace in London. Obviously, we'll be hearing you a lot on Marketplace over the next few days with President Obama in England and France. And I'm sorry to say that you cannot win our giveaway of a trip for two to Paris. You can't enter the contest because you're a public radio employee. And besides, what a waste of money, because you could just take the channel over.
Well, exactly.
Thank you very much.
I could walk. Okay, Brian, it's a pleasure.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Stay with us.